Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
12 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning, and we're into the final hour of the show. We move along now to our next feature. Now, the 12th annual Imam Harun Memorial Lecture takes place next week and will focus on the strategies needed for a strong foundation during the early stages of young children's lives. Now, the event forms part of a series of initiatives commemorating the life of Imam Abdullah Harun, who was murdered by the apartheid security branch in September 1969, who fought against the social injustice and believed education could restore the dignity of people. But joining us online this morning is keynote speaker at the Imam Harun Memorial Lecture, adjunct associate professor of social development at the University of Cape Town and director of the Center for Early Childhood Development, Professor Eric Atmore. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Sabira, good morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
So, of course, firstly, if we could ask, you know, what does it mean to you to be able to deliver the 12th annual Imam Harun Memorial Lecture, Professor?
Sabira, it's a humbling experience. If you look at who has developed, presented earlier lectures, it's the likes of Professor Jonathan Jansen, Justice Albie Sachs, and really eminent people. So for me, as a young boy who grew up in Woodstock, to be asked to do this is really humbling, and I'm going to give it my best shot. I think what the Imam, the legacy has left us is so critical, particularly now, what we've gone through in the last few weeks with gender-based violence. So it couldn't have come at a better time in terms of getting his message and his legacy across.
Now, of course, we understand that your lecture will be titled Early Childhood Development as a Strategy to Meet the Needs of Young Children in South Africa. How do you think this complements the memory of Imam Abdullah Harun?
From the reading I've done, the Imam only went to primary school. He left school early, but the readings I've done says that he was insistent and adamant that education is the basis on which to build a society. And there's some nice anecdotes about how he stressed education to his own children. So I think early childhood development fits in perfectly, given that investment in those early years are so critical for educational success.
Now, of course, we also understand that, you know, Professor has been significantly active in the ECD policy making from 1990 to 2012. Of course, you know, seeing the transition in terms of our education policies here in South Africa, take us through some of the noticeable reforms.
Look, the first thing I must say is that the current government, the post-1994 democratic government, has done more than any previous government or any previous administration to meet the needs of young children. However, like most aspects of social life, a lot more needs to be done. You know, in 1994, the deficit that was inherited from the apartheid regime was so great that really President Nelson Mandela had a thankless job. He had to not only build a country, but he had to build it on the basis of deep-seated racial prejudice, economic disarray. He basically inherited a bankrupt country. So since 1994, we've had a number of early childhood policies, starting with Education White Paper 5, which introduced the concept of Great R. And that has been one really successful program in the sense that today just over 800,000 young children are in a Great R environment, which they weren't pre-1994. The quality is needs improvement, but we've got Great R, and that's been a huge achievement. The other big success over the years has been the child support grant. We've got about 13 million children receiving the child support grant, and often that grant is what enables families to put their children in an early learning program, in an early learning center. So those have been two major achievements. But we still have a long way to go. Much of the quality of early childhood development is poor.
Yes.
Teachers are not trained. They are paid scandalous wages, way below the national minimum wage. The building infrastructure for probably more than half of early childhood centers is inadequate. And here I'm talking about wooden iron structures, converted garages, which are really not good environments for young children. So, you know, it's a bit of both. There have been successes, which we cannot deny, but we've got a long way to go.
In December
2015, government introduced the National Integrated ECD Policy. It's an excellent policy. It's world class. The challenge is that 3.5 years from that, implementation has been minimal. And that seems to be the story of our social policy activities.
Professor, you know, just by listening to what you're saying, how do we sort of, you know, change the way and the status of our ECD in this country at the present moment? You have mentioned post-1994, we have come a long way. We've seen the introduction of Grade R, which has been great. But, you know, many a time when we speak to parents and we hear from parents who perhaps have gone overseas for a few years, have taken their kids with them, they say, you know, bridging their kids into the education system overseas seems to be a bit of a challenge. How are we doing, you know, in terms of our status, ECD status here in South Africa compared to internationally?
Look, internationally, there are a whole range of early childhood programs, and the programs that are offered in South Africa are really, really good. They are affordable, they are community driven, and so on. But that old story of a lack of resources. So we don't need, and I'm not being arrogant on this, we don't need to learn much about from the programmatic side. We know the programs. In fact, some of the best programs in the world come from India, Chile, Kenya, and countries such like. But government, the biggest shortfall or the biggest deficit, I think, is that there's no political will government level to meet the needs of young children. You know, if political will means that you say what you want to do and you set out to do it. It's the same with gender-based violence. Up until the president's talk 2 or 3 days ago, there was no political will to meet the gender or to challenge, to tackle, or to combat the gender-based violence that's going on. So, one, we need the political will, and that can only come from a caring government. Then we need a political champion. We need somebody who takes the lead, somebody high-profile in government who takes the lead and says, I'm going to drive this. Now, Chile has one of the best early childhood systems in the world, but if you look at Chile's history, the Prime Minister, Michelle Bachelet, as president of the country, she took the lead and she led early childhood development, with the result that resources flowed from their national treasury. And that's our third problem. Our national treasury doesn't make the funding available to drive these good programs which we have.
Professor Eric Atmore, we thank you for your time this morning. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to hearing your keynote address at the 12th Annual Imam Harun Memorial Lecture next week. Any final words from yourself this morning, sir?
No. I urge all South Africans, early childhood development is so critical. Go out there and live the late Imam's legacy. And his legacy was to combat racism, to combat inequality, to combat poverty, and to put children first. If we can live his legacy, we will make this country the wonderful country that it could be.
Professor Eric Atmore, all of the best for next week, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank Thank you.
And that was Professor Eric Atmore, keynote speaker at the Imam Harun Memorial Lecture. He's also the Adjunct Associate Professor of Social Development at the University of Cape Town and Director of the Centre for Early Childhood Development there, speaking to us. Just to let you know that the 12th Annual Imam Harun Memorial Lecture at the Islamia Auditorium, Islamia College, Imam Harun Road, will take place next week, Wednesday, the 25th of September 2019 at 7:15 in the evening.